Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Google has been found to put its own ads at the top of search pages. WhatsApp is planning a verified account system and India is being called upon to become part of a cross-border e-commerce deal. A study performed on behalf of the Wall Street Journal has found that Google puts its own ads at the top of around 90% of search results pages. Digital data company SEMrush looked at 1,000 results for 25 search terms on Google's search engine. It found that adverts for products produced by Google's parent company Alphabet consistently appeared at the top of the search results. This included items such as the Google Pixel smartphone, the Android smartwatch, and the Google Chromebook, which appeared at the very top of 100% of searches using the term laptop. The results of the study were then shared with Google, after which the ads disappeared and appeared to be replaced with products from Apple, Lenovo, and Apollo. Alphabet said of the findings that all of its marketing procedures were consciously and carefully designed, adding that its own ad rules were set to tougher levels than its ad customers in order to govern the use of their own ad products. WhatsApp is planning to introduce a verification system to its platform. Similar to the verification system on Twitter, the idea means that brands will be able to verify their accounts in order to reassure customers that it's genuine. Although currently in the testing stage, it's already known that verified accounts will appear with a green tick next to their name. It's hoped that by offering companies with the option of becoming verified, it will attract more brands to the platform, through which some already contact consumers. The classification is hoped to become available in the coming weeks, at which time the company will also release a full update for the app, including changes to GIFs and video calls. Members of G20 have called upon India to open up its e-commerce sector in order to allow for a framework of cross-border trading. Currently, India does not allow foreign investment into its e-commerce retail market, meaning that companies such as Amazon act entirely as marketplaces. However, with a G20 summit due to take place in December, there have been a series of messages sent to all member countries requesting a look into the ways in which the organization can improve digital trade around the world. It's hoped that such a move will help developing countries benefit from global online trade. The Chinese e-commerce market is seeing an influx of foreign brands through the Tmall global platform. Owned by Alibaba, Tmall now sells products from around 14,000 global brand names, 80% of which are selling in the country for the first time. Research from CBN Data shows that whilst a year ago there were just 1,700 categories sold by brands in 50 countries, that now stands at more like 3,700 categories from brands in 63 countries. This may be due to an April 2016 change in import tax laws in China, which made most foreign goods more affordable in the country. Another survey found that in 2016 alone, cross-border e-commerce grew by 30% in China. With a 19% market share, Japan is currently the most attractive country for Chinese buyers, followed closely by the United States. And finally, marketing advisor Results International has reported that $9.6 billion US more was spent on global ad tech and martech deals in 2016 than in 2015. The amount was affected by high-value deals in 2016, such as the purchase of Yahoo by Verizon for $4.8 billion. However, there were significant increases in the number of private equity deals. Julie Langley from Results International said that the ad tech and martech technologies have matured and that as a result have become more attractive to private equity firms. Langley added that 2017 was likely to show the same interest in technology, with hot areas likely to include AI and machine learning, virtual reality, user-generated content, augmented reality, and predictive analytics. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.